Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday to each and every one of you who have decided to click on to this radio show this day. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I am probably sounding a little sad. And yes, my heart is sad, although I am grateful for this opportunity to be on the broadcast with you. My heart is saddened, and I'll tell you why my heart is saddened. Yet again, I have lost a dear friend. My friend, Ferris White, from Danbury. She's Jamaican, and she lived in Danbury, Connecticut. An amazing teacher in the Danbury school system. One of the founders for the Multicultural Parents Day, because when I founded that program, Ferris was the one who implemented the essay portion of the Multicultural Parents Day, which is celebrated in Danbury every year. An amazing teacher, an amazing advocate for children, a woman who loves life. A woman who enjoys life and is always the life of any gathering she is in. I am so sad to learn of her passing, which happened suddenly, because as I was told by her son Mark that they were celebrating Christmas together as a family, he says. Everybody was here, he says. Everybody. And that sounded just like Ferris. That's the way she would want to be remembered, entertaining and making everybody happy. Ferris White, may you rest in peace. You have left a legacy, and I just pray that God will give us the courage to continue the legacies that you have started. And to your sons, to George, to Charlton, and to Mark, my prayers go out to you, and I send you hugs. And when I see you, I will be sure to be hugging you. I just cannot imagine what you guys are going through. And the grandchildren, everybody in her family was so precious and so valuable to her. I called my friend Pat in Florida to let her know of Ferris's passing. And she just was speechless. She was just out of it. She says, you know, I bought some curtains and I did not put them up. But you know what? As I get off this phone with you, I'm going to hang my curtains and I'm going to enjoy them. And I think that each and every time that someone goes home, it hits close to home with us, especially when it's someone who is dear to you. And although we are believers and we understand that death is part of life, it is still a challenge. But thankfully that we have our faith and we know that it's not the end. We will see our sister again. For that, we can rejoice and be happy about. I am just so thankful that for the time that I met her and for the roles that she has played in my life, a dear friend. And but most of all, I want to just thank publicly her and honor her for the role she played in the education of America's children in the Stanley Ruff Elementary School. She loved those children. She just loved those children and would do the best for them to learn. Ferris White, you will be missed. You are missed already. I cannot imagine what those kids are going to be like when they get back to school and hear that Mrs. White is not there. Oh, hi, Walter. Well, my producer is back. I didn't know he was out of town, and I didn't know whether he was going to be back. It's great to see you, Walter. Pleasure to see you, my friend. So today I am just going to be recapping my year, my 2012 year. As a matter of fact, this is the last broadcast for 2012. And so what we'll be back for 2013 with bells on. But this episode, I did not invite a guest. I am just going to recap the happenings in my life, my personal life, and also the happenings with the radio show and also the TV show and other aspects of my life. So we have two more days remaining in 2012. So therefore, I am reading for you the two last entries in celebrating 365 days of gratitude. And I will start with December the 30th, which is today. And this comes from Lauren L. Dar. 10, Algeria. On December 30th, a beautiful baby girl was born with very little blonde hair and bright blue eyes. No pomp, no circumstances, just us. A nurse was there trying to convince me, "You should be mine." I am grateful for that one night in the hospital when you slept on my chest without a care in the world. It was in those hours that I realized the moxie I was made of. I had kept this pregnancy a secret for 6 months. And appreciated those few months of having my daughter all to myself. I appreciated the learning that came with becoming a mother, though I had hardly ever held a child before. Though it hurt being a single mother, I have come to appreciate that circumstance as a blessing in disguise. And later, a man willing to step up to the plate and become the daddy she deserved came into our lives. It has been 18 years of ups and downs, good times and bad times. But one thing I know with all of my being, I wouldn't have traded my sweet pea for the world. To my daughter, Ali, 10 Algeria, I wish you an elated eternal joy. I think that's a fitting story, especially how I'm going to be like summarizing my year. The next one I want to read, the title is Natural Birth, from Michelle Starr. Baby Cornell was formed, loved, and expected well before his arrival. Natural birth was burned into my soul by my thoughts. To each breath that I take is the experience of life, the first cry or movement like any other. I say no. Baby Cornell was formed, loved, and expected well before his arrival. Little did I know that natural birth would be a fight against society, rejecting the natural medical procedure considered the norm is the experience of life. Naysayers or controversies, like any other, I say no. Baby Cornell was formed, loved, and expected well before his arrival. I was seeking support for my natural birth plan from family or just a friend. Is the experience of life like your first love or another people's opinions like any other? I say no. Baby Cornell, my arm was raised and hands open wide with thankfulness and praise. I am grateful for all that you gave before you came. I am grateful to have experienced you in such a way that brought tears to my eyes, a smile to my face, and warmth to my heart. The empowerment evolution process. Be encouraged, be enriched, be equipped. Thank you so, so much, Michelle, for sharing your story. And what a powerful story. I want to welcome Ice Princess 883 to the show. Also, Walter Mish. I am about to delve into the sharing of my overview for 2012. However, we have an hour and 15 minutes, and feel welcome to use this platform along with me if you want to give something about your year as well. I am more than willing to share this time with you. The number to do so is 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And the chat room is open at blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson. So either place, I welcome you. Let me tell you something. As I began to think about doing this show, it came to my realization that the older we become, the shorter the years are. I am not sure whether it's just me or it is just with everybody. I remember growing up in Jamaica, Christmas would never come. It was like everlasting. It used to be the longest 12 months I have ever seen. And now that we are adults, by the time you bat your eyelids and open it, the year has already ended. However, overall, my 2012 was an amazing year, both personally and professionally. Although my year was accompanied with some losses, struggles, and challenges, I am standing here today, December 30th, to give you what I choose to entitle my gratitude praise report, because it is indeed a gratitude to do it. And you are probably asking yourself, she says she's giving praise and gratitude report, yet she mentioned about losses, struggles, and challenges and trials. Yes, I did. Because for those, I am eternally grateful as well. Because those are the things that keeps me learning. Keeps me learning. Keeps me reinventing. Keeps me dismantling. Keeps me being creative in all the things I want to do. So with all the things that happened to me, I am grateful. I lost, I think, 6 friends that 7th with Ferris, counting Ferris now. I lost a total of 7 friends who went home to be with the Lord. I am thankful to say, because each and every one of my friends that I lost had accepted the Lord as their personal Savior. So I'm thankful that it's not the end of the relationship. I will see them again. And for that, I am thankful for. However, it is still a battle for me. It is still a struggle, especially when you personally did not get an opportunity to say goodbye to the person, or to rehash some special moment, or to have a couple of final laughter. So, for those reasons, we hurt, and yes, we will mourn. And there is no other way to mourn but to mourn. But I miss all of my friends so, so much. But they are all in a beautiful place. A place that we all look forward to going when our duty here is done and when our name is called. So each and every one of my friends, although I miss you, I bid you farewell, and I know that each and every one of you have left legacies here that I will do my best to see what I can do to keep your legacy going. The next tragedy that happened affects not only me, but it affected the whole world, and it's the tragedy right here in my neighboring town of Sandy Hook, Newtown. For all those families there that lost loved ones, we all lost loved ones. The entire world grieves your hurt and grieves your tragedy. And we know that Christmas will never be the same again here in Connecticut because of this tragedy, and how we will always reflect that it was 11 days before Christmas this happened. Again, my prayers go out to all the people in Newtown. I encountered a huge, huge business betrayal in this year, 2012. A business betrayal that had me lost a large sum of money. And I'm not going to go into any detail about it, but I just want to call it for what it is. It is one of those things that happen. I did not see it coming. I trusted somebody who I thought was reputable. The other hand, they were not reputable. So I'm here to tell you, when you look to partner with people in business, just make sure about who you're entering into business with. God is still in charge, and money is substance. God was the one who provided it. And although it hurt to have lost that much money, I know God will compensate me back more than that amount. So that was a valuable lesson that I learned. This year, and I'm going through all the challenges, so that when you see me walking out there, you're going to say, man, that girl, she is standing firm. This year, I had the most challenge with my car. I had some huge, huge car repair bills. It's like I fixed the transmission, something else went wrong. I fixed that something and something else went wrong. And forever, the car is like I lived at the mechanic. But you know, with all that happened, the one thing I heard God say to me, don't worry, because you are due for an upgrade in 2013. And I'm holding him to that because I know he doesn't promise anything that he is not going to be delivering on. So I also had a couple of health challenges that had me worrying a bit, like a couple of my friends, I had not discussed in details to them about what was going on. However, after I had my surgery and got all my results back, I called them up to tell them that the results were okay, I am fine, and some of the things I heard was, we didn't even know you were sick, why didn't you say anything? And it's just a practice of mine to just pray about things, because a lot of times when we share things with too many people, sometimes you lose faith and focus on who your real supporter is. So I am thankful that I'm sitting here and I'm speaking to you, and thank God there is no disease in my body. I am healthy and I am ready, willing and ready for that which God has in store for me for 2013. So for those of you who still love me because I didn't even tell you in depth what was going on with my illness, that's why you are all my friends, because you understand how to deal with me. So I'm thankful for that, that God is faithful and that he keeps me healthy, and that there's no disease in my body. And I say, yay, 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 I got the victory over disease. During 2012, I became serious about my choices in food intake. There's times in our lives when we decide on things we're not going to do anymore for whatever reason. My food intake was one of those things I revisited, and decide that, yes, although I was born and raised on certain foods, if I want to live a long and healthy life and to do all the things that I am called to do, I can no longer eat the way that I am accustomed to be eating. So I made a drastic change in my life. And what I'm saying may not work for everyone, because especially I know the people who live with their families, it is a challenge for them. However, I live alone with my little Toby here. My little Toby is my cat. And so whatever I choose to prepare, it's just for me. However, if you can begin slowly and educate your family, it probably will be a good choice for the entire family. So I'm here. I'm proud to say that the majority of my meal consists of raw vegan. And, you know, being the child of a farmer, my father used to be a farmer in Jamaica. I have become so creative. You look on my Facebook page. I promised myself I was going to post everything I create. However, sometimes I make it and I just eat it and I say, oops. When I'm completed, I say, oh my heavens, I did not take the picture. But I promise, pray for me that I can do better in posting the pictures. I started an album today, and the title of the album is From Dynamic Daphne's Kitchen. You can look on there, and I remember to put my salad from yesterday and what I made today, my curried sweet potato with butternut squash, with cucumbers, string beans, yellow onion, broccoli, and carrots in my salad today. And the dressing was made with fresh basil that's made with virgin olive oil and garlic, fresh garlic. And for those of you who have a magic bullet, oh man, that thing is a blessing. Everything you want to make your dressing, you just put it in that and blend it up. So over the summer, somebody gave me a lot of fresh basil. So I made that dressing, and I keep it in my refrigerator, and I just spoon it out and mix it in my salad when I want it. And oh my heavens, was that yum, yum, yum. So I have lost, I think, a total of 60-something pounds. I look good. My energy is high, and that is what is important to me. Taking care of my body. I was in Stu Leonard's last week and met a friend of mine who I had not seen for over a year. I stood in front of her, staring her until she turned around. And she looked at me and she said, I know you. I know your smile. And she kept looking at me. And she said, you're not Daphne, are you? I said, yes, I am. She says, my God, you look 20 years younger. So I'm sharing that to tell you, not to brag, but when we begin to eat live orgasms, live foods, and we put those in our bodies, that is what is going to happen to us. We are going to begin to exude healthy self-image. So I'm praying that I will continue to eat that way. And I will keep you abreast of my improvements. When I have enough recipes together, I will write a cookbook about everything that I prepare in my kitchen. Yes, I want to remind those of you in the chat room or those of you listening online, you can call in at any time and share some of your experiences for 2012. The number is 646-915-8166. Well, I must tell you that I'm eating, and this year, because I had a problem with my knees, I didn't mention about the knee issue, I did not get to ride my bike this year. So come 2012, I must get involved with my exercise routine, and I have to keep up at it. Now, to go along with my vegan lifestyle, I am now sporting baby locks. For those of you who have seen me, you have seen that I have some mini locks. So as I go along this coming year, as they get some length, I will take the pictures of my locks and I will put them up on my Facebook for you so you can see my new image with my, I call them baby locks now because they are so tiny and short. I just started them in, August when I was going to Jamaica on vacation. That's when I started my locks. So it's very becoming. I've gotten some compliments on that, and I am feeling confident that they are going to look good once they get very long. Yes. So now those are, I went over the challenges and everything. And guess what, guys? I took a vacation this year. I went to Jamaica for a well-deserved vacation. I was supposed to stay 18 days. I end up staying 19 days because I missed my flight. So it gave me an extra day. However, the first 8 days of the vacation was actually a spiritual retreat for me because I was blessed to find a church in the center of Montego Bay on Union Street that has services 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. every day. People are coming to pray before they go to school, before they go to work and everything. And that was new because when I resided in Jamaica before, it was not like that. People were going to churches on Sunday or on Saturday, and that's it. Nobody was going to church during the week. So I found that and began going there. So for the first 8 days, I was going there. And I said it was a spiritual retreat because it certainly was. The experience was phenomenal. I ended up meeting some people there and even gathered a few prior partners from that spiritual retreat, as I am calling it. I found that church when I had gone to the dentist with my son Givante. For those of you who don't know, I have one son, and he resides in Jamaica, West Indies. So I went down there for the long-deserved vacation to spend some time with him and to see some friends that and family members that I had not seen for many, many, many years. And I tell you, for each and every time that I am obedient to whatever God tells me to do, it works out. And I'm going to explain to you later why I say that. One of the mornings when I was leaving that church service was something that the Lord told me to do, and I did it, and that has now evolved into something else, which I will tell you about later on. On that vacation, I was privileged to go ziplining for the very first time in my life. And oh my Lord, it was so much fun. I just can't wait to go back and do it again. For those of you who are listening, if you have never done zipline, oh, you got to try it. So I was excited that I was able to do that. I was also able to do another activity that I adore. Those of you who know me for a long time know that I adore horseback riding. Not only was I able to ride in the jungle, I was also able to ride in the ocean. So I had the best of both worlds. So with those two activities, if I had not done anything else, I would say with the retreat and those two activities, that was a great vacation. However, God blessed me that I was able to go on a couple of different road trips, day road trips. Went to Negril, we went to Lucy, we went to St. Elizabeth, we went to Westmoreland, we went to Kingston and St. Catherine, Trelawney and St. Anne. So I considered that a great, great vacation, although I only went to the beach once, but that's all right. On the flight going down, I actually met a woman and her daughter. And we connected while we were there, and I was able to take them on one of the road trip with us. She is from New York, and I her name is Althea, and her daughter, China. Very nice family. I do hope I get to see them again. So with those two things happening, and you can look on my Facebook, you'll see all the pictures there that you can look, and I post everything there. Because you know something? You don't really need a lot of money to enjoy yourself. But just make sure you do a little something for you. Don't wait around to have all the money to do it, because that time may never come. So that's just a brief recap of some of the things I did, some of the things that was attempting to work against me. But you can see that they have not won, because I'm here today giving my gratitude report. I want to now walk into the sections that I call accomplishments. Well, I continued the airing, the producing and the airing of the A New Day show. We picked up one new broadcasting location, and that is in Cromwell, Connecticut. So we are now in Cromwell, which I'm very excited and proud about. Cromwell is in the Middlesex County. So I'm very excited about there. We are up there on Mondays at 7 p.m. So if you are listening to me talk, tune in and leave us a message and tell us what you think about the show. We are on still in the greater Newtown area. We are also on the greater Bridgeport area. And we are also in the greater Danbury area. We need to redo the contract for St. Louis, Missouri, and to find a new sponsor. So if you are out there and you are willing to sponsor my show in any other town or city that you are at, just call me at 203-794-6208 and let me know you are interested in getting the show in your town. And I will talk to you about how that goes about. Come on, we would like to pick up maybe 10 more towns in 2013, 10 new towns. And I know I have enough listeners to make that happen. So, again, I want to thank my volunteers for the TV show, Mr. Rich Merritt, my sponsor, Sophia Green, Mr. Peter Lindquist, and Barbara Keidel, and all the other volunteers who comes into the studio to help me on and off with the show. If it were not for you, I could not do what I do. So I want to thank you for your support in helping me produce a great, great show. We continued with the A New Day radio show. Now we are permanently doing the show 2 days a week. We do it on Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And we also do it on Sundays at 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Occasionally, we do other segments. For example, there was a gentleman by the name of Benjamin who was here from Brazil. He's the founder of the Quantum Leap Institute. He was here, and we had to schedule an episode for him. So occasionally I will do another episode, but we are on regularly twice a day. And who knows what is in store for 2013. We might be on more days depending on what the Lord wants us to do and what the Lord has in store for us. I am looking for volunteers there on the A New Day show. However, I want to say thanks because about maybe 6 weeks or so ago, Mr. Walter Misch has agreed to be the producer for my show. We are also looking for 3 more co-producers. And if you are listening, you do not need to be in the U.S., wherever you are, in the U.K., Pakistan, wherever you are. You can still volunteer for the show because we are doing everything online, and that's how we collaborate with our meetings and research and everything. So if you are listening there, we would love for you to support us by volunteering for the radio show. I want to encourage the people in the chat room and on the phone, you can call in, ask me any questions, or contribute to the conversation about your year. Now, I am going to attempt to just mention some of the rich and powerful dialogue I was privileged to have this year. I was privileged to have some powerful... Oh, before I do that, though, I want to tell you that the radio show has grown. We have 83,000 followers, and we have 56,000 regular listeners. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you so, so very much for supporting me on this radio show. I am very, very, very excited. Now, I began talk about some of the conversations that I was privileged to conduct during the 2012 time. And I'm going to name, this guy is just some of the people. So if I didn't call your name, don't get upset with me. This is just a partial list. I had Pepper Miller on. I had Dr. Higginbottom on. I had Dolores Presley. I had Letha Owens. I had Dr. Deanna Murphy. I had Bridget Ortiz. I had Gomesindo Vidat. I had Jonathan Borick. I had Dory DiCarlo. I had Benjamin Tocasseria. He's a gentleman I mentioned from Brazil. I had Reverend Terry Woolcock, who is the executive director from the Bridgeport Rescue Mission. I had Mr. Willie Crawford on. I had Elder Pierre Moranza on. I had Yolanda Webb on. I had Mr. Dino Herbert on, and host of more people. That is just to name a few of those powerful conversations that we had on. And I encourage you to go on the archive and listen to these segments of the people that I just mentioned. I tell you, those were some powerful, powerful conversations. And I'm looking forward for this coming year. Boy, do we have a lineup for you. We are going to be rocking and rolling. So I want to thank all those people who have trusted me to have this conversation with me and to invest in my listeners. Now, I mentioned to you that one of the days when I came out that church, what I consider a spiritual retreat, I was obedient in answering to a call. And this call is the call to start a breakfast feeding program at my old school in Jamaica, West Indies, the Carmel Moravian School in Westmoreland. The kids are going to school hungry, and I am looking to get the breakfast program started. So I have founded a nonprofit, the Empowering People Foundation, under which the breakfast feeding program will be housed. We have a site set up on GoFundMe, the breakfast feeding program. You can go there and you can donate from $5 up to $500 million, whatever your little heart desire. You know, we have a goal to do the breakfast, and the Lord also wants us to do a cafeteria. So right now the kids, when they get their meals, they got to take it inside the classroom to eat. So they pick it up at the little canteen. You look on my Facebook page and on the GoFundMe site, you'll see the little canteen. They go, they pick it up there, and they got to walk back to the classroom to eat their food. So, you know, God bless them if it's not raining. But if it is raining, they get wet, and they can slip and slide, and they can spill their meals, and there it goes. So I think God wants them to have a cafeteria, and there's lots and lots of land there that the church has there. So I want you to pray for me that God will provide all the funds to get this project done. And whatever you can give, if you have a dollar, get four more people that have a dollar too, and both of and all of you go ahead and contribute your $5, because you will be glad that you did. So far, I think we have collected online and offline $347. $347 is our total donation. So we are looking to you for your support. The other thing that I have accomplished this year, God has blessed me to compile four books. And these four books are a collection of my favorite quotes, transformational quotes that will change your life, inspirational quotes to live your life by, and books of quotes. These you can find. They will be on Amazon. I think we are going to publish about the second week in January. We are now doing the final edit on that. However, if you go to my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com and you purchase books from there, what will happen? I will personally autograph them for you, and you will get an autograph copy, whether you want them for gifts or you want them for your personal use. However, the ones that you buy on Amazon will not be autographed. And we are also looking to have it on Kindle and everything. So I'm so thankful that God has blessed me to be on my way in putting those out. I have also been invited to be part of the Mission Unstoppable Failures to Success Stories with George Frazier, Susan Taylor, Rondell Pickett, and 37 other authors. So I'm looking forward to that project. That should also be a winner. I'm also still working on some more manuscripts, and as I release them, you will hear. So I'm asking you to spread the news. You can also go to my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and you can get some free ebooks there, and you can get free DV there. And check me out on YouTube. I have many of my TV shows up there now. So I ask you to just go up there and support me and share my links with everybody so I can get my face out there and get the support that I need. So with those things, I am so thankful. You know, it takes one step at a time. We don't have to do everything all at once. But once we start out, God will see us through. So for all those people who have been encouraging me over the years, I want to personally thank you. I just want to thank you for all your encouraging words. The other thing that I was honored to do, I was able to do two shows that were actually tributes to two of my friends that went home. One was a tribute done for my friend Joel Hilton, who is actually my son's godfather. He went home. I did a tribute to him. And the other one was a tribute to my friend Kenneth Bridgham. And that tribute was done maybe 3 weeks before he went home. So he was privileged to hear that one. And those are two things that I'm honored that I was able to do. You know, there are times in life when we are called to do some things and we don't know why. I want to remind you, don't always get so string out on the why. Just be receptive and know that you are called and just show up. Because once you show up, you are going to get the why. And you will be encouraged to continue to do what you are doing. I'm reading of all of these things that I have gone through and which I have accomplished this year. It's not easy. However, I know that I am not alone. And with all the trials and tribulation and struggles, I know that I am not alone and I will never be alone. One of the other amazing things that I was able to accomplish this year, I was able to pick up 4 new prior partners, people who are not even in the state. They are in other state, but we have committed to be praying with each other. And that is powerful. Because It's not all the time you can find people who is on one accord and will pray with you. So I am so thankful for all those people who have agreed to be my prayer partner. I mentioned about the many people that I had dialogue with on the radio show. However, this year, more than any other year, I found myself speaking at length on a number of different topics, both on the radio show and on the TV show. I was able to create so many new products around personal development, empowerment, reinvention, relationships. And I have gotten so many feedbacks from people. People are really getting value out of those teachings. So I am thankful, because when I felt led to do that, I was a bit hesitant in doing that. But I am thankful that I did follow through and people are getting value from that. So thank you, those of you who send me a message, and keep your feedbacks coming. Listen, whatever it is that you would like, write me. You can send me an email at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com or leave me an inbox here on the radio station, or you can leave me a message on Facebook. But I want to hear from you. If there's some, you're out there and you hear about somebody have a story, check it out. And if you think it would be a match for here, send me a message. If you have the person's contact information, send it to me too. Or if it's somebody that is local to you, you can even give them my information. The phone number is 203-794-6208. Give it to them and let them call me, and we will have a pre-show conversation, and I will discuss to see if their story is a match for what we are doing here. So I was saying I found myself speaking on a lot of different topics, both on the radio and on the TV. And it's an honor when people call me and tell me, oh, you were talking about what's going in your mouth and all of that. And that seemed like it was a popular episode. I did an episode, and I also did a segment here on the radio show called How Is Your Mouth Serving You? And that episode dealt with gossiping or negative talk, you know. And I did another one called Bending with the Wind. And they were such powerful teaching. So I'm excited the way that the Lord is using me in those ways, and that I'm learning as I go. So you tell me what your thoughts are and let me know what it is that you are looking for. Again, I also participated in the Lemonade Day. And that's a program that is founded by Michael Holthouse down in Texas. His little girl wanted a bicycle. I'm sure you all know the story. And he challenged her. He didn't, although he's a millionaire, he did not give her the money for the bicycle. He challenged her to earn the money to get the bicycle. And out of that came the Lemonade Day project. So I participated in that for the first year this year, and we did a live broadcast for that. So I was honored to be a part of that this year I had my very first guest from Spain, and I think I had her on twice on the show. So I tell you, internet is amazing. So although we have such difference in the time, different time zone and everything, it was a great show. Leela, I had her on twice, and it was great conversation. She's a woman from the Middle East, and she shared her experience about growing up in the Middle East and all of that. It was a powerful conversation. So I am looking forward to having more guests from overseas and other countries 2013. And one of the other things the Lord has put in my spirit is that I need to take the TV show on the road. So in order for us to do that, we need equipments, and we do not have equipments. So we have also set up a GoFundMe account to get some equipments that will help us to take the show on the road. So whatever you are doing in your city or your town, we can come there with the crew and we can record it and take it back to Connecticut and air it for the world to see and to give your town a little perk. Now, you heard me mentioned about a new website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. I have a new platform because I am doing some rebranding. You all know that I'm the queen of the empowered soul. You all know me that I am dynamic. However, I am not sure how many of you understand and know me as the reinvention guru. I am an expert in the area of reinvention. You have gone through some struggles, some challenges, and some adversities. I am the coach for you. So I'm doing some rebranding. This is where this new platform is dynamic. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. You go to that site. You can sign up for our mailing list so you are kept informed. And you can also get free ebook there and free DVD there just for signing up. And you can see some of the services that I have posted there. I offer group coaching. I offer retreats, I offer keynote presentation, I offer one-on-one coaching, I offer mentoring. And all those are geared around reinvention and transformation. Reinvention and transformation. It doesn't matter what you are doing in life. You cannot become complacent, and you should not become comfortable where you are. There is a time when you have to go back to the drawing board and say, how can I improve this? How can I tweak this to make sure I'm remaining fresh and have the right information that I want to give to others, to my customers and everybody. I tell you, there are a lot of people who are going through a lot of struggles in life, and they are reluctant to ask for help. They do not want to invest in themselves. They walk around with shame and embarrassment. I am here to tell you, there is no shame or any reason to be embarrassed in any situation that is happening in your life. If you have fallen down, I encourage you to get up and brush yourself off. You're listening to somebody who have done that. I have been homeless. I have been divorced. Name it. It has happened to me. I've lost my mother since I was 13 years old. Right? I've never been on drugs or any of those things, but I've had challenges and struggles in my life. And it doesn't matter what your struggles are. You have the opportunity and you can learn how to reinvent your life in order to transform it and get the result that you so greatly deserve. If you are listening, please, you are welcome to call in with your questions. If you have any feedback, remarks, or comments to anything I have said, call 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I am located in the northeastern part of the United States. However, I work with clients wherever the needs are. We can either work with you on Skype, on the phone, on the internet, travel to you, or you travel to me. But there's always a way where we can work together. I am in the business of reinvention. Reinvention. We got to always recreate ourselves, our programs, our attitudes. Because a lot of people spend time concentrating on their competition instead of tweaking what they have to make it better. You know, I was reading on Facebook, I think, yesterday when one woman wrote that a large number of people wrote her to tell her that somebody else was using her material from her website to teach something. And I wrote and said, you know, authenticity and uniqueness is the key. There's nobody that can copy your material and use it because you know something? They are not you and they can't do it like you do. So they are honestly just doing themselves a displeasure in doing such stuff like that. Instead of harness and captivating that which they are good at doing. Because yes, we all have a business. We have a business name. However, we are our brand. So somebody can steal my brand because they cannot do me. I'm not trying to get anybody else's brand because I most certainly cannot do them. So wherever you are, whatever situation you are faced with and are going through, I encourage you to say to yourself, the buck stops here. And come 2013, you must get the professional help that you need. You owe it to yourself to invest in you. Decide every month to buy one new book or one CD or go borrow it from the library. But you need to continuously invest in your knowledge to acquire the success that you want. So that was just a little spiel about working with a reinvention coach. And when you go there, just don't hire anybody who said, oh yes, I am a coach. You got to find out what kind of a coach they are. What is their area of expertise? What are they qualified to work with? Qualifications is not only in the personal certification. Qualification goes with the experience, both life experience, along with what you were taught. So make sure you have all the questions that you need your answers to when you speak to someone who you're going to work with to be your coach. Ask them important questions. You know what you're looking for. You research and see some questions that you have to ask. I tell you, when someone connect with me about being their coach, I have an intake questionnaire that I send to them. Because before I know that I am the coach for them, I need to have them give me that questionnaire and I can read their reply and then I can take it from there to see if I can deliver. It does not matter how much money they are going to be paying me. If I am not the match for them, if I cannot deliver, I need to be honest in letting them know that. And that's the same thing for you. Not because somebody's on TV, not because they are on radio, not because they have been on any of the big national networks. It does not mean that they are the right coach for you. It doesn't matter how much buzz they have out there and how much noise they're making on social media. If they cannot deliver to resolve your issues, they are not the right coach for you. So you interview them just like how you interview any other work person that is going to do a job for you. You must have your questions that you would like to ask them. I mentioned about my new site, and what you will notice when you go there is that I am now beginning to design systems that you can utilize in your life. It's not just one thing, but I have a system on there that you can get to use to help you in whatever thing that you are doing. So I am so happy. I am setting gear for 2013. Because I have big goals that I need to accomplish. There are lots of things that I will be doing differently. But I'm thankful to God for His promises to be there with me through thick and thin and from the beginning to the end. I want to take this opportunity right now to recommit to that which God has called me to do, to continue to touch the lives of other people, and to know that the journey He has called me to and the mission and the vision that He has given me, it's not about Daphne Clark Hudson, but it is about all of His children out there. I want to thank God for choosing me to do these things. And I know that with the support and help of each and every one of you out there, next year, 2013, will be so much more better than this year ever was. And I pray that next year we will have many people calling in to give their gratitude, praise, and testimony as well, and not only me. So, with 15 minutes remaining, I now want to open the lines up and ask you to call in and tell me three things that you are thankful for in 2012. Three things that you are thankful for in 2013. So if you're in the chat room and if you're on the phone, call in 646-915-8166 and tell us three things that you are thankful for during the year of 2012. I tell you, I will start off new relationships. Because I tell you, I forged a new friendship with a gentleman at the TV studio. And what a blessing he has been. He has connected me with some amazing people who will help me on the path with my nonprofit. So new relationships, I am thankful for. One more thing that I am thankful for is that all the old relationships that I have built over the years, even the ones that I had not seen for a long time, when they saw me this summer, they embraced me as if nothing ever happened, as if we were not apart. So I am thankful for authentic, true friendship. And one more thing that I am thankful for in 2012 is that God has gave me the willpower to stick to those things that are right for my health. Because it is a struggle, especially when you're around others. So I am thankful that He has given me the willpower to be a winner. So with 14 minutes remaining, call in. Let me hear from you guys what it is that you are thankful for in 2013. I tell you, 2012, but what you are thankful for in 2012. 2013 is going to be the year for a double blessing. So we are going to be having a treat. We are going to be having a treat. So call up here. Ice Princess 83, what are you thankful for in 2012? Three things that you are thankful for in 2012. And Mr. Walter, three things that you are thankful for in 2012. And those of you on the phone, three things that you are thankful for in 2012. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And remember, we'll be back here on the air on Wednesday. Wednesday is what? The 2nd of January. Wow! The 2nd of January, Wednesday. And we will be back here. We are going to be talking about It's Time to Live. Having a returning guest. And I want you to book and save the date to be here because, all right, Walter, my new relationships with a woman I've known since high school. Thank you, Walter, to my health and walking with Jesus. Three walking. Wonderful, Walter. Thank you for sharing. Yes, it's always wonderful when you can renew relationships. And you just keep talking, especially if they were from you were kids. There's so much you keep talking about and you never stop talking. It is like you're back in school again. So congratulations, Walter, on that. You know, relationships are very important. Ice Princess 83. Three things that you are thankful for in 2012. Ice Princess, type and let us know three things that you are thankful for in 2012. You know, the other thing I'm so thankful for is for my pet Toby, my cat Toby. It's, you know, living alone is challenging. But when you have a loving pet, it makes a difference. And I have such a sweet, adorable cat, Toby. And he loves his mommy and his mommy loves him. So I am thankful for that. So Ice Princess 83, what are you thankful for? All right, they're probably multitasking. People do that all the time. They get on the show and they're listening and they are multitasking. So they are not hearing what I am saying. So we have 10 minutes remaining for all those people. For all those people who are listening If you didn't call into the show, we have 9 minutes remaining. You can still call in. But I'm encouraging you to take a journal and list all the blessings that you got this year. And I don't remember who. I don't want to take people's things, but I want to give credit because it was a gentleman on Facebook wrote it, that for years now, every member in his family gets an empty jar. And every day they write something positive that happened to them and they drop it in the jar. And they end the 31st of December. So tomorrow he's going to open the jar. So the 31st of December, they would empty out the jar and everybody would count theirs and read it. And I am going to adopt that this year for me. So I encourage you to do that, because a lot of times we spend so much time complaining versus giving thanks. So just a reminder to check me out on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. Check me out facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne. Check me out on LinkedIn at Daphne Clark Hudson. Or just go Google me, Daphne Clark Hudson, and you will see me everywhere. If you are listening and you are open to volunteering on either the TV show or the radio show, I want you to message me and we'll tell you how we'll go about. We provide a training for you at no cost. And it's training that you can use on your resume. And it helps you to become more marketable. But we have a lot of things we are doing and we are looking for more manpower. So if you're out there and you're interested in graphics, if you're interested in voiceover, if you're interested in research, and just Word document, anything that you're interested in, we need you, because we are getting ready to jazz up this here radio show. So I wanted to reach out and let me know that you are willing to volunteer. You will have fun doing it. And if you are local and want to volunteer on the TV show, we are also looking for people there. So for those of you who are listening, I can tell you I'll see you next year. Have a happy, happy new year. I want to thank each and every one of you who chose to listen to my show. I thank you so, so very much. I have been digging deep for many years. With your support, I have continued to dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'm so thankful that with the depth that I have dug, I have a solid foundation. And I want to let you know that God has now summons me to start building upward. So I am thankful that he has called me to build upward. And I know that whatever he's putting on top is going to be so much stronger, because he has invested many years in those roots that I have dug deep and that are planted. Listen, be safe in whatever you do on New Year's Eve. And remember that God has a plan for you for 2013. So just answer to your call. Don't allow anyone to tell you otherwise. I want to thank Ice Princess 83. I want to thank Mr. Walter Mish for doing another amazing job at producing the show. And we look forward to growth in all aspects of what we are doing in 2013. I could not do this without you. And I honor you. I love you. I said praise God for you. And namaste, everybody.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Tonight, you'll never ever
see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a